This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind is underway. Here we go, folks. Hi, I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is back. Ladies and gentlemen, he's here. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here in a moment for our talk radio town hall. We do that on Wednesdays. We have another one Friday. Governor Doug Burgum will join us. That, by the way, will be the start of the program on Friday to accommodate the governor's schedule, and we're happy to do that when we can. We usually, obviously, start with just a little bit of a monologue and kind of set the stage for the day, but hey, just wanted to give you that heads up. Get your questions ready for Governor Burgum. He'll be here on Monday, hour number one. Congressman Cramer in just a moment. And tomorrow, I should also tell you that we'll have Trooper Talk, and those are kind of fun. Plus, Kelsey Warren, CEO of Energy Transfer Partners, our first chance to catch up with him since the announcement of a $15 million gift to the state of North Dakota. So we'll talk about that on the program, too. Monday, where I can't remember where I'm at. I don't. I barely know where I'm going to be 5 minutes from now. We got some fun stuff planned for you next week. Here's the bottom line: don't miss the show. Don't touch the dial. Just make sure you're always there and with us. And we appreciate you very much. Thanks to the folks that joined us last night at the New York City information session at the Peacock Alley in Bismarck. Had a great time. 6 to 8 p.m. Several folks left there, well, didn't leave there before they left their check on the table, and are excited to join us in New York City, so it's pretty cool. It is a trip of a lifetime. I was talking to Jason from Group Travel Planners, the guy that does the trip, and he said, you need to tell folks that we've been doing this for decades, and this is by far the best New York City trip ever. You're never going to go on another trip like this where, in this case, you leave Monday, November 27th, and you come back on Friday, December 1st. And isn't the 2nd you come back? 2nd. We come back Saturday the 2nd, what am I saying? And not have as much packed into a trip. It's just incredible. It really is. I mean, we pack a lot in to Monday through, Saturday is mostly a flying day because we leave pretty early. But those days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, are jam-packed. They really are. You just said there's nothing like it. And, of course, you have a concierge service on the bus. You know, that's pretty cool. Somebody that takes care of everything. They're getting the tickets. You get off the bus and you're in. You know, I mean, it's just VIP service all the way. And my wife and I really enjoy doing these, so it's a lot of fun. I would also want to tell you that I don't know that we'll probably do New York City next year. For the following reason. Why, you wanted to come next year?
Yeah, I can't make it this year, but
so I've heard that every year for the last 5 years. That day doesn't work. Oh, I'd want to go. And so we keep doing it. But, you know, we have a deadline of October 12th. It's not sold out yet. It's not full. I mean, we're going. But there are spots available. And every other year, there's been an overflow. So that leads me to believe most folks have gone to New York City that want to go to New York City. So what I'm getting at is, if you're thinking, I'd like to go, but maybe next year, you better do it this year, because we probably will go somewhere else next year. I'm sorry, Todd, to disappoint you.
Where are we going?
Tonight, Pizza Ranch, Fargo, 4:30 to 5:45, free information session on New York City. We had a lot of folks last night that came that already signed up, just wanted to come talk about it, ask a few questions. That's fine, too. But if anybody's interested, come on by any time in that slot, 4:30 to 5:45, come and go, open house type deal. Pizza Ranch, Fargo. And if you're ready to sign up, call Jason right now. He's waiting for calls. 952-898-0008. Your dollars have to be on October 12th. No exceptions. 952-898-0008. If you just want the itinerary to review a little bit, he'll send that to you. Any information, any questions, he'll take care of that. You can also email me, Scott H. at FlightFamily.com. All right, we're waiting for Congressman Kevin Cramer to call us. Oh, how would I know that?
Just at the appointed hour? Before the break.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I must not have my ears on. You heard it. Yeah, yeah. I'm dead.
Get your ears on, 10-4.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall is a go. Hello, sir. Good morning. Welcome back.
It's good to be back. I listened to at least 60 seconds worth of commercials, and then I had to listen to about all the free food you're giving away at Pizza Ranch, which as much as I'd like to go to New York with you, I would be satisfied with pizza in Fargo tonight. If I could only be there.
Well, my idea of a good
Pizza Ranch.
Yeah, it is a good spot. My idea of a good vacation is to just sort of chill, right? You don't chill in New York City. You don't just kind of hang out in New York City. So Kevin and I would find a park bench and just kind of shoot the bull is probably what we do. Watch people go by. But in New York City, you go. But that'd be Maria and Chris that do the go, right? They're used
That's exactly right.
It comes with the kids and everything else. So anyway, should be fun tonight. Okay, so I don't even know where to begin, as usual. We are, in interesting times in which we live, and probably Las Vegas. What, when you heard about Las Vegas, Sunday night or Monday morning when you woke up, what were you thinking?
Well, it's one of those things where it's so massive and so troubling as to take some time, even from a distance, it takes quite a while to wrap your mind around it and really accept the reality of it. It's just not America, and people refer to it as, is this the new normal? No, there is nothing normal about what happened in Las Vegas. It's heartbreaking. It's heart-wrenching. It's, it causes obviously reflection as well as just sadness and angst. And it's obviously it's awful. It's hard to believe. And now as more facts come out, and that's one of the things I think is always important for decision makers to step back and let the facts sort of roll out and find out, what, if anything, could have been done to prevent something like this.
I was really sickened by what Hillary Clinton did. I guess I wasn't surprised by it because it happens so often. And, I thought, wow, here they go again. That'll be coming. But, tweeting that out, well, there's still bodies.
Yeah.
Literally in Las Vegas and, the whole silencer thing and everything else. It's just, what is the deal with that swamp and their gun grabbing?
Well, it's not so much a swamp issue as it is it's a liberal issue, obviously. It's people who think our Constitution is antiquated and it's a living document and it should be changed to, fit with contemporary times, as though somehow our founders didn't understand the importance of all of the Constitution, including all the amendments and especially the first and second ones. So all of that said, Scott, to the point of the politicizing of the event, I want to be careful because events instruct all of us. Events instruct political discourse and debate. Personal experiences do. Oftentimes, emotion does. We take up a cause because of a particular personal issue. And so it's not that the events of Las Vegas, aren't worthy of debate and that we expect people that we agree with and disagree with to use events and moments. The thing is, I think to your point of Hillary Clinton is to tweet so quickly, to jump on it so fast, is to dishonor, what's happened and to fail to grieve, really. And so that I think it was distasteful, but at the same time, I don't quite get as upset that, liberals will politicize an event like this because that's what motivates them, and much like I would, be instructed by an event that would define us. It's, for example, if there's a terrorist attack or something, or if an illegal alien, goes on a rampage or murders people, it's not like that doesn't help inform us and instruct us from a policy standpoint. It's just that, you ought to have enough respect for grieving people to wait a little while and form your thoughts.
Yeah, and I don't even want to honor it with getting into the debate of the whole thing. I, for some reason, this particular time, have been struck by less of a focus on why did it happen, what's the motives, what are the ties, all of that stuff, and just more of the unbelievable amount of good that can come out of a horrific situation. People have called in and talked about guardian angels. People have called in and talked about random acts of kindness. People have called in. Everybody has a different little takeaway and a story that they've heard that is really touching. It's really incredible. Have you seen any of that, felt any of that?
Oh, my goodness, all over the place. Absolutely, all over the place. And of course, the direct stories you hear. I mean, not, this morning, hearing more details about the the young man who was an off-duty police officer who was shot and killed, largely because he shielded other people with his own body. I mean, my goodness, Scott, the ultimate testimony of selflessness, you know, just really quite remarkable. And we grieve, obviously, and pray for that young man and others' family members, but also celebrate the incredible courage and faithfulness that's demonstrated in acts like that. Another one was a husband who was killed while shielding his wife, Kevin McCarthy, our majority leader from California, who I believe is with the president today in Las Vegas. He has a constituent who was killed because he shielded his wife. I mean, it's the ultimate expression of faithful marriage, to say the least.
Yeah, is it ever. We had a woman on from West Fargo, her and her husband, some couples were out there for the whole thing, planned it for a long, long time, and, told us many amazing stories. One of my favorite, though, just a random act of kindness, they ended up at a different hotel because they couldn't get to theirs, and they're wandering around the third floor of the hotel, and somebody says, just come into our room. Ended up staying there, all of them, for a whole night. It was total strangers they didn't know and never did get their name. I mean, just an amazing amount of good that can come from bad. That is a good thing. More with Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Lignite Energy Council Fall Conference after this.
That's a very important question. Every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
It's back, the 11th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference, Tuesday, October 10th, Bismarck State College. Early bird registration on now for just $95 through 4 p.m. October 5th. Walk-up registration, $115. This event includes a roundtable Q&A with Governor Doug Burgum and U.S. Senator John Hoeven. Platinum sponsors include Elite and their companies, ConocoPhillips, NextEra Energy Resources, and XTO Energy. Register now at energynd.com/events. energynd.com.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, have service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're back on energy matters. No, this isn't energy. I did it in reverse, Todd, for once. This is what's on your mind. But we, how about this? It's what's on your mind, but we're doing
a little
energy matters with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall because Jason Bohr is here from the Lignite Energy Council, the boss. Jason, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Good to see you. I know that you're not all that happy with the congressional calendar because you'd love to have Congressman Cramer here physically at the event, but we have him on the phone.
And you know what? He's doing as much good for us back in D.C. as he could do for us here, so we're glad he's there. Beating the drum for energy.
Yeah, exactly. And if you were here, Congressman Cramer, what would your message be for the folks at the fall conference?
Well, Petroleum Institute, the everybody involved in energy. My first opening message is always welcome to the Trump economy. As we watch our 401ks go up, as we watch more jobs being created in the private sector at a faster pace than we've seen in a long time, more workforce participation, more optimism in the economy. In fact, I think CNBC had a new poll out today that it's all-time high in terms of economic optimism. So this is a great time, but then, you know, my message would be to lay out all of the things that the president has done, the things that the Republican Congress has done with the president with regard to, overturning things like the stream buffer zone rule or stream protection rule, which would have been the final death nail in North Dakota's lignite industry, the BLM 2.0 rule, which passed the House and the Senate. One of North Dakota's senators voted for that one, and the president signed it into law. The things that the president's done with lifting the prohibition on federal leases, which was really important to North Dakota and most western states, obviously, that there are a lot of good things being done, but that there are a whole bunch of other things that need to get done that the House has done that await action in the Senate. And there's quite a list of them. I think of, Jason, like the Midnight Rules Relief Act, for example, that we passed on January 4th in the House. It's finally got a vote in the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, and it passed out on a straight party line vote. So I don't know how any senator on that committee could vote against that. Same was true of the RAINS Act, that puts a restriction on or requires Congress to vote on any major regulations that have a major impact on our economy. That passed the House on January 5th. It passed the Senate committee straight party line vote again. Democratic senators all voting against Congress having oversight of regulations. Can you imagine such a thing? Same thing with the Small Business Regulatory Flexibility Improvement Act, which passed on the 11th of January. These are all things that we've done that are important to energy and all types and manufacturing and business of all types, including agriculture, that passed the House and are being deliberated in the Senate and being opposed in committees by Democrats, including Democrats from, Midwest states that should know better.
That was about a two-minute, unbelievable dissertation on things that are happening in a positive fashion for the industry. First of all, I just have to ask you, Kevin didn't put me up to this, but, I mean, you've dealt with a lot of members of Congress. Kevin seems to have just an incredible grip on the industry and is such an advocate. I mean, he could just keep doing this and telling us about all the great things. I mean,
absolutely. He's one of the most knowledgeable guys there is in Congress. But what I like about him, too, is he understands that we have to change the structure of Washington, D.C. That's why he's talking about RAINS Act. That's why he's talking about midnight rules. Those are structural problems that make the legislative branch weaker, and they separate it from the people. And I think he understands that if we want to make true change in Washington, you have to change the structure. You have to make the legislative branch the lawmaking body and not the executive branch. And anything we can do to make that happen has long-term beneficial consequences for North Dakota.
And thankfully it's happening. And he said, welcome to the Trump economy. Are you feeling it? I mean, what difference has President Trump and the administration and what Congress is doing made for the industry?
Immediate action on coal leases. That is one where we have been held up on coal leases in North Dakota. We don't have a lot of federal coal, but you move from the BLM being unresponsive to our coal mines in North Dakota, not answering emails, not answering phone calls, to all of a sudden they're in the same room saying, how can we make this happen?
Wow. And we're early in this game, right, Kevin? There's a lot more to do, and that level of attention can do some great things for this industry.
Well, it can. It really can. Scott, and it's not permanent, and that's one of the issues, and that's why, to Jason's point, of structural change is so important. You know, we passed on January 11th the one I didn't mention earlier, that the Regulatory Accountability Act. Now, that combined six previously passed reform bills that would help eliminate some of this red tape and the burdens of regulation. And the Senate has a companion bill, and frankly, what's a little bit weird about the Senate bill is it's very similar to ours. Portman is the main sponsor. It gets a lot of hoopla, but it never gets a vote. You know, we pass them, and no one notices, and you certainly aren't going to get, you know, the North Dakota newspapers to care about it. But the Senate talks about them, and they get all kinds of coverage, so you kind of get a sense that nothing happens over here because nothing happens over there. But Jason's exactly right. We have to, while we have this moment, we have to embed in law, not just rule or regulation. To take the flaring rule on the oil side, you know, it was so critical. Now, today, Ryan Zinke, the Interior Secretary, announced a suspension of that rule. And the reason he has to suspend that rule and now start working on a new rule that's more North Dakota friendly, because that's an absolute anti-North Dakota rule, is because the Senate failed by one vote to end it once and for all. There's no good reason for that rule. It's anti-states, it's anti-jobs, it's even anti-environment. And yet, we could only get 49 senators to vote for it and make it, you know, and end it permanently. So now we have to deal with it on a president-by-president basis. So Jason's exactly right. That's why we need these, you know, these structural changes.
Who was that one vote?
Well, you know, there were 51 of them that you could blame.
Trying to remember, I think it was Heidi Heitkamp, which I can't quite figure out, and she's been caught in a couple of lies on that whole story that I need to unravel yet, because there's something smelly in that whole deal, but at least it's been changed. Jason, anything else you want folks to know, or Congressman Kramer to know, about where the state of the late night industry and where we sit as you gather here for the fall conference?
The other thing that our congressmen are doing a great job on is supporting DOE and their efforts to bring R&D back to the coal industry. They have done a heck of a job pushing the R&D agenda and making DOE put their money where their mouth is.
Yeah, and that makes a difference on just continuing to do this progress. Really, yeah. I don't think the industry gets enough credit for the dollars invested and the progress you've made towards clean coal, right?
These guys are going to help us fund the next round of prosperity for the state of North Dakota.
Well, this is really important. To Jason's point, Scott, he's right on. We need to find a way to make sure there's a bridge between today and when, you know, and the future for clean coal technologies, and whether it's use of our tax code, research and development dollars out of the Department of Energy. We had a hearing just yesterday on the issue of base load and grid reliability. We had a hearing a couple of weeks ago where I cross-examined the FERC chairman and asked him specifically, how are we going to create a structure that allows compensation, appropriate compensation, for our base load resources? And the two main base load resources are coal, of course, and nuclear. And neither one of them is supported by liberals, ironically. So the Department of Energy announced a rulemaking. I forget if it was earlier this week or last week. I guess it might have been last week on exactly that issue, asking FERC to open the rulemaking.
Congressman Kramer, don't go away. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Jason, we'll let you get back to it. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Good to chat with you, Jason Bohr from the Late Night Energy Council on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Join Scott Hennin for an unforgettable trip to New York City. It's a What's on Your Mind tour of one of the greatest cities in the world. You'll fly out of either Bismarck or Fargo on November 27th, and you'll return later that week after a great time in New York City. You'll get to see all kinds of amazing places like St. Patrick's Cathedral, the Union Square Market. You'll go on a dinner cruise. You'll see Ellis Island and the Statue of Liberty. Two great Broadway shows, The Phantom of the Opera, world-famous production there, and beautiful, the Carole King musical. And you'll be in the first group ever to tour the new Fox and Friends studio. It'll be a great time with great people, and you'll remember it for the rest of your life. There's no better time than winter to be in New York City and enjoy the great sights and sounds there. 952-898-0008 is the number you need. 952-898-0008, and find out more or email grouptravelplanners@mail.com. grouptravelplanners@mail.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Lignite Energy Council's fall conference is on today and tomorrow. It continues at the Bismarck Event Center, rather, in Bismarck. Tomorrow looks, I wish I could be at that afternoon event. It's 11 a.m., actually. The view of the North Dakota energy landscape from the Empower Commission. And you got Brent Sanford moderating, and Jason will be there, Ron Nessman, Petroleum Council, and Jay Schuller from Department of Commerce, and folks from Basin Electric and Montana Dakota Utility, Stacy Dahl from Minn Kota. So they'll be here as well. And Trent Luce will be the lunchtime speaker tomorrow. So they're, if you haven't yet signed up, do it. And remember, the Lignite Energy Council is more about the suppliers and the partners of the industry than it is even the plants and the mines. They did something this morning. Somebody told me no other state, no other coal country does this. And this is a very North Dakota thing. They have a mine and plant update. So the mines and the plants say, here's what we're going to spend, here's what we're going to spend it on, here's what we're doing, okay? And they're doing it for all the vendors that make up the Lignite Energy Council. But obviously competitors, other coal companies, other power companies are in the room. So you're sort of showing your hand a little bit. But it's for the benefit of the overall industry and affordable, reliable energy to get the vendors, get those folks supplying those needs up to speed on what's being done. So works pretty good. 800-228-0550. Got some text here, too, for Congressman Kramer related to Las Vegas. Welcome others at 800-228-0550 by phone or text us 367-2054. Got to tell you about our Wednesday wheels before I get Congressman Kramer back in here. Brought to you by Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City. Every week we get to hear about one of the sharpest set of wheels in the Northern Plains. And this is a great deal if you have someone in the family maybe that is going off to college soon or, you know, a new driver. It's a 2004 Chevy Impala. There's only 57,000 miles on this. How about that? So this thing's, what, 13 years old. And at 57,000 miles, great second car for you, your child, and low mileage for a car this age. Great price. You ready for the price? This is unbelievable. $6,880 if you tell them Scott sent you. $6,880. Incredible. PucklettsValleyCity.com. See it for yourself. North Dakota's home for Chevy, Bismarck, and the Valley City. Back with Congressman Kramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's get your questions in here now at 800-228-0550. Anything you want to ask, 701-258-0550 or your text as well. I'm thinking there's one piece of unfinished business that we did not get to before we go to the next thing. Oh, I guess it's about yesterday's vote on this pain bill. And people that follow the North Dakota legislature closely know that North Dakota has been a nation-leading pro-life state. So some of this legislation has already been debated and passed right here. The beauty of this is it says this is a new standard in the United States of America to address the egregious Roe versus Wade. Talk a little bit about this, and I'm just thrilled that this passed. It wasn't close. It wasn't one vote. It wasn't two votes. It was overwhelmingly. What's going on?
So it's interesting, and you're right. North Dakota is a leader. In fact, I think now there have been as many as 10 or 12 states that have passed some similar legislation to this. But Pain Capable, the name of the bill is Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, and what it does is it recognizes, as science recognizes, and medical science specifically recognizes, that unborn children at 20 weeks, or maybe even less in some cases, at 20 weeks after fertilization, feel pain. There's a lot of medical evidence to this effect. And so our bill simply states we shouldn't be hurting children with pain, right? So aborting a child at 20 weeks is creating physical pain. Furthermore, Scott, the same medical science that's proven that a child feels pain at 20 weeks has also proven that a child can be born and grow to be healthy at 20 weeks. And so this is, science is so significant in this argument because oftentimes the left likes to try to use science against us. The reality here is that we're more of a pro-life nation today probably than we were when Roe v. Wade passed the Supreme Court, because science is dancing and demonstrating that an unborn child is exactly that, a child. And this was a significant vote yesterday. It went without much notice in the media. Everybody's more interested in other things, evidently, in the media, the mainstream media. But it did pass yesterday. I was proud of my friend, and our neighbor, and a lot of these constituents listening to this show. Colin Peterson was one of the Democrats that voted for this bill that prohibits abortion at 20 weeks, so that we aren't causing physical pain to children.
No, it's science has done so much to advance that whole debate and really remove any credibility to the opposition to stop it. So I'm so glad it's happening. I have to tell you, fearful because the United States Senate has become the graveyard of good ideas. Do you have any credible, report on, the numbers there? It passed overwhelmingly in the House. Does that mean this is something that can happen in the Senate and soon? Or what's your take on when this could become? And by the way, President Trump, God bless him, couldn't have come out any stronger. Absolutely, bring this to me. I want it. I'm for it. So now the pressure's on the Senate. Where are we at there?
I don't know where we are, Scott. And, I guess it'd be best to ask a senator that. But, I don't even dare be optimistic about the United States Senate anymore. As you said, it's a graveyard for good ideas. We've sent something like 270 of them already this year to them, and they haven't done anything with them. So something like this, I'll tell you, the hand-wringers have a tendency to, hope something like this never does get to a floor vote or to a committee vote. So I really don't know what the status is. All I can tell you is memorize the phone numbers of your senators and call them often and tell them you want to see it passed.
Texter says, if you're going to listen to science on the pain of a fetus for abortion, why don't you listen to climate change? I don't think they're talking to you. I think they're saying, interesting that, maybe they are talking to you. I don't know. Maybe they're saying you're not listening to science on climate change, but you do on a fetus. What would you say to that?
Well, first of all, the science of climate change, regardless of where you are in the spectrum, I think most people believe that the climate's changing. I think most people believe that in recent years the globe is warming. I think what we're undecided about is whose fault it is, to what degree is it man's fault, to what degree can man do anything about it, what are the solutions to climate change, and what are the consequences of implementing those solutions, and what are the outcomes of those solutions? Those are the questions that nobody wants to answer. I shouldn't say nobody, but a lot of people don't want to answer. They've taken climate change not as science as much as they've taken it as religion and political dogma and ideology, and they've decided that this serves another purpose for them. And the reality is, most climate scientists that say that climate change is real, and even those that say that, you know, that man's involvement has something to do with it, to varying degrees. It's not a yes or no issue. But the question I always have is, so what solution that's being provided or presented would make a difference? It's a little bit like going back to the flaring rule. The flaring rule is designed to be a rule to keep oil companies or gas companies from wasting natural gas. Ignore the fact that the rule doesn't do anything of the sort. That the best thing that you can do to prevent wasting of natural gas or flaring of natural gas is to allow the infrastructure to be built more quickly to capture it. The incentive's already there. So it's people like to use science one side or the other. I understand that, to forward their argument. I get all of that. But I always think you have to view everything in the context of its whole. And I do exactly that with climate change as much as other things.
Thanks for the text. And remember, whether you agree or disagree, your calls and questions or comments are always welcome.
Absolutely.
I tell people that all the time, and they sometimes think, well, there's way more people that agree with Congressman Kramer than don't agree with him, but we welcome the people that don't every day. Anytime. Mark in Fargo, you're next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott, Congressman Kramer. There's something I've been wrestling with a little bit between the abortion and the gun control arguments. We've talked about how since 19 Roe v. Wade, science has advanced enough to identify a heartbeat at 20 weeks. Therefore,
8 weeks.
So quickly, yeah, science has really advanced since that decision. Likewise, it seems that firearms, thanks to science and technological advances, are far more sophisticated than they were during the times of the Bill of Rights, and even during the 1800s, where there were single fire, rifles. Today, regardless of how someone acquires a firearm, legally or illegally, technological advances have empowered or enabled those firearms to spray people down, shooting 500 rounds a minute. I'm wondering where the distinction might be between technological advances relative to abortion, identifying a beating heart,
sure,
versus the gun control or right to keep and bear arms being extended to the point way beyond what it was when the framers created the Second Amendment.
Sure. So really great question, Mark. Very thoughtful, too, by the way. I like the way you framed it up, because I think that we always wrestle with this. We wrestle with this as well as, I say we, all of us collectively, not just Congress, but this in that context as well as in the context of the Constitution itself, and as well as in the context of local control versus, federal law. There's a few things I would say. First of all, it is in our Declaration of Independence that the right to life is very prominent. It is in our Constitution that the right to bear arms is equally prominent. So it is a national or a federally recognized right to keep and bear arms. I think one always has to look at the history of these things, and one of the things about the history of the Second Amendment is the Second Amendment was designed to allow the average citizen to protect themselves against a government that would go rogue, a government that would be, that would become the enemy as opposed to your friend and ally. And so, one could make a case that, the Constitution doesn't speak to degrees. The Constitution recognizes that, that free people are best protect their freedom themselves. All of that said, it's obviously been upheld that there are certain restrictions that one can put on within the context of that constitutional right that you can put on it. And so, to Mark's point, I think you take oftentimes the word assault weapon is misused. It's attached to any type of a weapon that's used for a particular event, as opposed to a clear definition. But we do have laws that make it illegal to use fully automatic versus semi-automatic weapons. So this technology, we're hearing a lot now in the context of this Las Vegas event about this attachment, attachment that allows them to shoot faster and all that. And I think that's a reasonable debate to have. I'm not conclusive on it yet, but I think, to Mark's point, I think there's a reasonable debate to have there and see where it fits in the context of
Thank you, Mark.
Of our constitutional rights.
Appreciate the call very much. Tom, you're next when we come back, and we also have another from earlier this week, a question for Congressman Kramer that came in. We promised we'd play for him. That was Bobby and Dickinson, so stay tuned. It's all coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Need a snack? Head for PetroServe USA. Get the king-size Mars brand candy bars for 69 cents. Or Jack Link's Sticks, the 2-ounce size, $1.89. The Kellogg's Cheez-It 3-ounce bags are only 79 cents. How about some Red Bull, 2 for $5? Or the Deli Express sandwiches, smoked ham and cheese on white. The Deli Club, oven-roasted turkey and cheese on wheat. Your choice, $2.29. All month long at PetroServe USA. You need a great deal? For lunch, dinner, for breakfast, head for PetroServe USA. Personal pan, hot stuff pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And, of course, when you fill up at PetroServe USA, you're filling up by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. Right there at a PetroServe USA location near you. Register to win $50,000 in PetroServe USA gift cards, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the financial benefits of Occupational Driver Safety Program.
When you have commercial vehicle drivers, you're automatically part of what's called CSA, which is basically the U.S. Department of Transportation's point system for companies. You know, we have a point system for drivers. Well, there's also a point system for companies. And when your drivers make mistakes, you accumulate points. And then when you accumulate so many points within a certain time period, it can flag an audit. It can be audited. Your vehicles can be inspected, all your driver records. And those audits rarely come out well. So there's a huge financial incentive to make sure that they're all properly trained and they're driving their trucks correctly, not violating any of those statutes.
To learn more about implementing a driver safety program in your workplace, contact the NDSC at 701-223-6372.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is What's on Your Mind? It is the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and we have an unending amount of gratitude for you, our fine listeners, for making that happen. Whether it's locked in at 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, 1460, the online apps we have, whatever it is, put the knob right there and then rip it off, because you don't need anything else, and we appreciate you very much. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow, and we gave one away earlier. People love them. They love them. They love them after they buy them. I mean, this is a product that has that money back guarantee that I absolutely think. I mean, you can't go to the store this weekend, buy something, and 50 days later go, I tried it, don't like it. I mean, that's, you know, it doesn't happen like that. It does with MyPillow. That's how confident they are you're going to love it. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, browse, up to 50% off everything. Or call them at 800-506-9028. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall is here. And, Tom, you're next. Go ahead, sir.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say, Congressman Cramer, thank you very much for your pro-life support over the years. You've been very, very consistent at it, and I really appreciate your support. The second thing I'd like to say is, with the bill that passed the House, the abortion bill that's going to go into the Senate, what are the chances that a group of pro-life senators could get together with President Trump and really push towards eliminating the 60-vote count that would be needed to pass this bill? In other words, eliminate the filibuster. What are the odds? If ever there was the time and the opportunity and the motivation to do that, it would be now, you would think.
I'm going to get really out there and think, and to tell you, I think it applies to everything at this point. I think the filibuster, we either need to eliminate it or go back to the way it was intended to be utilized. And remember, the filibuster is not something that is in the Constitution. This is just some contrived rule.
Well, why haven't we? Why isn't Mitch McConnell doing it? I'm so sick of excuses on it, I can't stand it. Why doesn't he just do it? One or the other.
Well, because Mitch McConnell's a creature of tradition and the institution, and sometimes some of these guys love the institution more than they love the country. And I'm not accusing Mitch McConnell of that, but there's way too much of that in the United States Senate. To Tom's point, one of the problems about this, it's not even so much getting a bill passed more easily. It's not never having to vote on it. It's never having to be accountable for your vote. It's being able to hide behind and not voting, which that's what frustrates me. That's what I love so much about the People's House. It's why I'm conflicted about whether I'd even want to be a senator. I'm not afraid to go into the chamber, stick my card in. I like to vote early. If I can get there fast, I like to be one of the first votes, not one of the last votes. Because I'd rather lead with my vote than wait and see which way the wind's blowing or what I can get by with my vote. And I think in the Senate they have the luxury of voting to not vote, and then they get to be on both sides of every issue.
David and Steele for Congressman Cramer, go ahead.
Yeah, this is David. You there?
We are, sure, yep.
Hang on a second. Hey, I'm calling in about the Forage disaster program.
The forage, what did you say?
Oh, the forage. Okay. Yeah, the forage is program. So what he's talking about is it's an insurance, it's a rain insurance is what it is. Basically, it's miscalled forage protection, and we need to work on it. But anyway, I'm sure David has a good story to tell about it.
Yeah. See, I'm a producer, and I have my own cows, and I raise cows for another guy. And when I went in, they said I could collect on my cows, but I cannot collect on his cows because if they die, I'm not out anything. And they won't let me collect the disaster on the forage that I put them cows on for the year.
Interesting. Yeah, because it's a payment per head. I'll have to check on that. That's a new one that I've not heard before. Before I even pass judgment on whether that makes sense or not, one of the problems I have, David, with the program is a couple of things. One is it uses poor data, as you probably have surmised by now. It uses NOAA data, which is based on rainfall on a particular month, whichever month you happen to, or 3-month period you happen to buy the insurance for. It's based on how much rainfall, it's not actually how much forage it grows. So it's really more of a rain insurance program that's antiquated, in my view. It's too large of areas that it collects data on without enough. Enough data to apply to that large area. So there's lots of issues with it. But let me look into the other issue related to if you're raising somebody else's cows, why that wouldn't be covered under the program.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Kidder County is
Oh, you're kidding.
Is representative of the disaster program. So I'm just kind of curious.
Sure is.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for your call, David. Appreciate it. Love hearing from Steele. Last quick thing, and I don't have time to play the clip, but Bobby and Dickinson called in last week about tax reform. And he talked about the difficult situation where I think he said he made $100,000 a year, his wife a decent salary, but they have a handicapped son and they just get punished. He said, What can we do? I mean, I had people after say, he's looking for a handout. I didn't get that. But what is your take? Yeah.
Okay, important point, Scott, because what we don't want to do is punish people that have handicapped children, nor do we want, in fact, I listened to that audio. It's interesting. Just yesterday, a mother of a child with Down syndrome, Roxanne, was in to talk about Liz, and I know Roxanne and Liz. They live in Bismarck. She's an advocate with the National Down Syndrome Society. We passed a couple of years ago the ABLE Act, which allows parents to save for their child's long-term disability expenses. And by the way, we're going to have to continue next week because it's an important issue.
It is. Tax reform is underway in the U.S. House. Good thing. Congressman Kramer, thanks. More next tomorrow.
Here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal, 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.